A lot of people in Wexford this morning getting ready for tonight because it's the opening night of the 73rd Wexford Festival Opera, which is based at the National Opera House right in the heart of the town. The festival offers a busy programme over the coming weeks. There's lots of ambitious events taking place on and off the stage, and our arts and media correspondent Evelyn O'Rourke can tell us more. So Evelyn, you've been meeting some of the musicians and singers who've come from all over the place, really, near and far, for this Wexford Opera Festival. Tell us more.
Oh, we've had a great time. Very busy building here yesterday and this morning. You'd have loved it. Every time you turned the corner, there was a fella playing the piano or another woman warming up her voice with amazing scales. It was just really thriving and busy. And they're very sort of enthusiastic about their programme this year, which is vast. You know, it is kind of 16 days, 70 events. It's just really, really busy. The big stuff on the main stage, productions such as The Critic happening, and then pop-up events. And the idea is that you go around the streets of Wexford every day, maybe around midday, and something will happen for about 15 minutes. So the idea is that everybody can get involved and enjoy opera, because they know it can be intimidating sometimes to people. So the idea is just come along and give it a try. And they're very enthusiastic about it all.
And one of the main missions for the festival, what I love most about it is, it's not just that, I mean, they bring in these singers, many of whom go on, international singers and Irish singers, who go on to become huge names later on. But there's also a big focus on young singers and young musicians.
Yeah, and this is so important. It's about that thing of nurturing that next generation. They have a programme called The Factory. It's a chance for those emerging artists that you're talking about there to sign up and get real life job experience as opera performers, because they've been in college and now it's about what's next. It gives them that chance. But this year they've extended it on you. So it's singers, it's pianists, repeteurs and stage management, which is new. And I got to meet one of the singers who's involved in the scheme. This is Maria Matthews from Longford. She rocked up on you in her dock boots, which was I loved. So she's an opera singer in docks, and she talked about her experience so far and what this festival means to her.
So I suppose you could kind of describe The Factory as a mentorship program or an apprenticeship. So it's kind of giving us a taster of what life is like in a real working theatre. Since I've come here, I've learned a lot. It really teaches you a lot about what is really expected of you as an artist in an opera house. But that's what makes it so fun and so interesting and exciting.
Now, you grew up in Longford. Talk to us about, you know, your musical journey then. When did you start singing?
So I started taking singing lessons probably when I was around 10 years old. And my very first singing teacher was a man called Derek Mahaty, and he ran a children's choir in Rooski in County Roscommon.
Was it something you knew about from a young age?
Absolutely not. No, not at all. No. My mum is a beautiful singer, not trained or anything like that, but she has a lovely voice and she knows good music. So I have an older brother and an older sister, and they just weren't ever really that interested in music. So mom pumped all her interest into me.
Favourite child.
Yeah, well, as the youngest by about 9.5 years, I think I had my own excuse.
Well, from a choir in Rooski to singing in Wexford, Maria Matthews certainly has a gorgeous voice, doesn't she, Evelyn? Now, it's 73 years of the Wexford Opera Festival, and it's not just about the singers, the whole town joins in.
Listen, the festival wouldn't happen without this amazing volunteer programme. She was initially set up by the volunteers with Tom Walsh. You can do all sorts of jobs, and they do a Volunteer of the Year award. The Ecclesiastical Volunteer of the Award is the proper title. This year's winner is Anne Reck. Anne has been with the festival for 47 years, volunteering in the costume department, a local lady, and she just loves getting involved. She makes stunning costumes, including hats with ships I got to see yesterday. So I met her in the sewing room yesterday with the fabrics and the threads and the hats all around her, and she spoke to me about what the prize means, but how she really just wants to stay in the background.
I am so thrilled to get this award, but I didn't really think I deserved it, and I couldn't believe it then either.
Now, you have had such a long service here at the Opera Festival. How did you first get involved? Who's to blame, Anne?
Stella Kennedy. She was a friend, and she dragged me in one evening to help out in the Opera House, and I've been here since. This was completely new for me. Like, I didn't know anything that happened backstage or costumes or anything. My eyes were open in the beginning, but I love it now. It's all the different people that come together and put a show on the stage. Crisis we have and the things that we have to fix and the costumes that get torn on stage and all the rest of it that happens. It all looks perfect out front of the house, but they don't know how mad it is back here.
So 47 years.
Yes.
I'm counting.
Well, hopefully counting. I'll keep doing it until I stop enjoying it, but I don't think I'll stop enjoying it because I really love it.
Oh, fair play to Anne Rec Evelyn. So it opens this evening and it's really going to kick off with a bang, isn't it, Evelyn?
Big fireworks this evening on the quays from 7 o'clock on you. And then there's an expected attendance of 20,000 people for that. Then the action moves up to the main stage here at the National Opera House. But as I said, everything happening on the streets of Wexford, you know, they have a really busy programme and they really want people to come down and check it out.
Absolutely. If you can get there, go. It's worth it. Evelyn O'Rourke, Arts and Media Correspondent. Thank you.